B-Pod Studios.
Senor Weed, numero uno, and internationally large, just like the sumo. 2 to 6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly with Hades, the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, mic's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Welcome to the TV audience watching us today, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, and we got some big stuff to talk about here. You know, I've been listening to a lot of people today, and I've been reading a lot of stuff from the people that cover the Eagles, and there seems to be more of a lukewarm response on DeSean Jackson than I actually thought. You know, I thought that everybody would see this as a great move, but there are a lot of people who don't see this as a great move. And if you're one of those people, I want to hear from you today. In fact, today's show is about three particular questions. One is broader than the two, which were more specific. And the first question is, if you do not like the DeSean Jackson deal, what exactly is it that you don't like about it? Because I'm looking at it like, well, what could be wrong with it other than your fear that he's going to be some cretin in the locker room and he's going to mess up the whole team, which I don't believe at this stage of his career, especially with as tight as this team is and as successful as this team is. Successful teams don't allow one guy to break them apart. So that's question A, all right? Number two, we go to Brett Brown. If it's Brett Brown and between Brett Brown and someone completely new that you know nothing about, who you taking? Are you taking Brett Brown or will you take a chance on somebody new? Now, that somebody new could be a nobody, right? It could be an assistant coach from somewhere or it could be a named coach. If you had to spin a wheel with your feelings on Brett Brown now, are you taking Brett Brown or the unknown? I'm curious to know how that will come out. And finally, when we look at what the Eagles did, we look at what the Sixers did before the trade deadline. We look at what the Phillies did, obviously, bringing guys on board. And the Flyers relying on this young core now and gaining some momentum. Are you convinced that the teams in this city right now are doing the best they can for you? That's a question I always ask to fans out there, and because it's my main motive. It's why I put heat on organizations with the little impact that I have, if I have any impact at all. I want the teams to do right by this fan base. It's a large market. We deserve winning teams. We deserve ownership that knows what they're doing. We deserve ownership that wants to pay for supreme talent. So right now, I want to, because here's the thing about Philadelphia, and you can't deny this. This is true. We're most happy when we're miserable, right? We are. I mean, Sports Talk Radio is a reflection of why we're miserable. The Sixers are going to get the third seed in the playoffs. By any measure, they're going to get 52 to 54 wins, right? But people are just, they just want to be miserable about the Sixers. The wins don't count. The losses, they take like crazy. And they want to fire the coach. But I want to know, like, right now, if you had to think very logically, you're sitting down, you're having a cup of green tea, and you're at this level plane, do you believe that the teams right now are doing the best for you? And I believe they are. I believe they are. And this is like the first time that I can say that in a really long time, because all these teams have stepped up to the plate now and have provided at least a chance to win something. It's not the humdrum days anymore where we walk into a season and go, what do we got, 500? Remember those days? It's not like that anymore. You know, the Sixers have a shot. I don't know how good it is. I expect them to get to the finals. The Phillies are a bona fide contender, even with their pitching staff a little askew. I believe they will hit their way towards contending this year. The Eagles, well, you see what they did. You like what they did? They lost the linebacker today in Jordan Hicks, but they fortified their defensive line. They got a wide receiver who can fly. They're probably going to get a running back here. So they're doing all these little things to fill in the gaps. So those are the three questions that I have to ask. So I'll ask these questions to Tyrone right out of the chute. Tyrone, let's go with the specific questions right now. What is there not to like about the DeSean Jackson trade?
I guess maybe his age.
All right, now, from your personal standpoint, is there anything that bothers you about the DeSean Jackson trade?
No.
Nothing.
It was the number one thing the offense was missing, even more than a running back, to me, was a stretch speed receiver once Wallace went down. They never had another one. Mac Hollins missed the whole year. I think it's a crucial component to make this particular offense work. I have no issue with it. None.
None at all.
None. And I still...
Not even the fear, the locker room fear.
No.
That everybody, some people are talking about today. You heard them.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I also do think that a 32-year-old might be a little bit more mature than when they were 25. I don't think that that's wild to think that a 32-year-old can be more mature than when they're 25 years old. I have no issues with it at all. None. Zero.
See, here's the thing about the maturity thing, though. It doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter for a wide receiver. Like, maturity does not set in a wide receiver.
But what I mean is,
it doesn't matter. I know what you're saying, that the age, he should be more mature.
No. I'm saying relative to even a wide receiver.
Okay.
He could be, great on the wide receiver curve.
Yeah.
You're still less of a jerk, unless you're T.O.,
right.
who was insane
right.
clinically.
Yes. And I believe the show's got a little of that in him, actually. But you see, I have to go in with, when it comes to receivers like this, you have to put that in the equation and you have to manage it. There's no way he's going to be Wally Cleaver, right? He's not going to be that guy that, oh, my God, what a changer is DeSean. He's still going to bitch and moan if he doesn't get the ball. So you got to factor that in the equation and know that you can handle that and not overreact to it, because that's what he is. That's one of his traits.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
All right, and I agree with you. Okay. If it's Brett Brown or somebody unknown, Tyrone, who are you taking?
I'm taking Brett Brown.
You're taking Brett Brown.
Yes. Now, if there's a specific guy when the season's over, that's a different argument. But I'm going with the known right now. I don't take for granted winning 50 games 2 years in a row as a Sixers fan, because I am a Sixers fan first. I watched the whole league, but this hasn't happened since I was a child, a young child. I don't take it for granted, so I still go with Brett Brown.
All right, here are the subsections of that question, though. If they lose in the second round, Brett Brown or the unknown?
Then I go unknown.
You're going unknown if they lose in the second round.
Yeah.
If they get to the Eastern Finals, this is subsection B, Brett Brown or the unknown, and lose in the finals, Brett Brown or the unknown?
Brett Brown.
If they lose in subsection C, if they lose in this Eastern Finals in five games, Brett Brown or unknown?
Unknown.
Oh, you're going unknown.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go with the subsections. So I happen to agree with that.
Yeah, he's got to achieve in the playoffs, but okay. I actually do believe he's going to achieve in the playoffs. But he has to.
Okay, all right. And finally, the big broad question. Are the teams in this city right now doing the best they can for the fan base?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they all are doing the best that they can, including the Flyers, who don't get... I know they don't think they get enough. I think they're lined up with cap space, not holding on to guys as long. I think they have a good goalie. I do think they're lined up to have a good offseason and maybe even make a playoff run right now. Yes, everybody's trying their best. And that's and when I say that, they're not just making dumb moves. I think these are calculated, smart moves.
So we have the ultimate trust right now in the year 2019. The ultimate trust in all four organizations. None of them are spooking you. All four are in.
In my lifetime, personally, this is the best it's ever been. As far as all four, this is the best it's been in my lifetime.
These are high times.
Because I'm thinking about, let's go back to 01. The Flyers were doing it wrong. They were faking like they were doing it right, but they were doing it wrong. The Eagles were on the come up. The obviously, the Sixers make the finals. Yeah, in 04 when the Super Bowl comes, now the Sixers were doing it wrong and the Flyers were doing
it
wrong.
So let me end this here, subsection to this question. Why aren't people 100% happy?
Well, you got to win a title. Got to win titles. Got to win.
Okay.
Got to win. And, yeah, you still have to win titles. And it's now been another, well.
All right. So
you know what, though? You
I'm
know what,
filled
though?
With questions upon on top of questions today.
You know what, though?
For the fans.
The Super Bowl was only 1 year ago. We should probably be in a little bit better mood overall than we are. We're being, we should be, because it hasn't been a long
time. Why are we so hard on the Sixers? As opposed to the other team. We are hard on the Sixers. Hard on the Sixers. Why? Why so hard on the Sixers?
I think it's partially the process. Things were so bad. And the promise of a title afterwards, people dealt with it. I think some people now are not being patient and and when I say patient, I don't mean giving them an out. I'm saying that in the NBA, it's the hardest sport to win one title, but the easiest to win multiple. Because throughout NBA history, if you win one, you have a really good chance of winning two, three, who knows how many. But it's the hardest of all the sports to win one. And there's growing pains along the way, whether you're Michael Jordan. They call Magic Johnson Tragic Magic in L.A. And I don't think we're ready to deal with some of the growing pains that were going to come. You can't skip the growing pains just because of a process.
All right. We'll try to answer these questions, folks. Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We'll kick around everything today. The pertinent questions. Why, if you don't like the Sean thing, why not? I want to hear specific answers. Also, Brett Brown or somebody unknown, where are you going? And finally, are the teams in this city doing the best they can for you? It's the Mike Missanelli Show. We're on radio and we're on TV and we're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It is 2:20 on the Mike Missanelli Show. The 2 o'clock hour brought to us by Ferguson, HVAC, Lyon, Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's Canada location. It's on North 7th Street in Philadelphia. You can get equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And it's time to start the Twitter poll. Andrew Satunis in from Natalie again today wearing his newly bought powder blue. It doesn't work. See, that doesn't work for me at all.
You don't like the powder blue?
Nah, first of all, it's Harper.
Okay.
Right? Harper didn't wear that.
Okay.
It's a Fugazi cross.
Looks cooler than the pinstripes.
Cross pollination.
It looks cooler than the pinstripes.
No, but it's not accurate.
Looks pretty cool. I'd be interesting to see how many more sold, the powder blue or the regular.
Well, listen, the powder blue is that 70s color, or the road 70s color, and it looks best with Carlton or Schmidt on the back, right?
Yeah, but
you
I'm...
You can wear that as a throwback.
I'm 25 going on 60
here.
You
can't stick Harper on that.
I think it looks pretty sweet.
What do you think, Tyrone?
You'd be right to say it looks cool.
I actually think it looks cool.
You think it looks cool?
Yeah, I don't like the Philly standard uniform that
historically
much.
Historically inaccurate.
See, and Ty's got taste, so I believe
it's a nice. It's a nice jersey, but it's historically inaccurate.
I'm impressed that he already got it, because when I go online to buy stuff, they say it may ship by May 31st when I look to buy my Harper.
See, because I'm personal. I went to the store.
It's a semi-violation, to be honest with you. It really is.
I don't agree with you at all.
Didn't wear it. Anyway, the Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention, all landscapers looking to repower a zero-turn or a walk-behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. All right, Mr. Harper, what do you
all
got?
Right, hopefully you like the question today. Are all four major Philadelphia sports teams doing things the right way? 88% say yes, 12% say no.
There you go, 88%. People are satisfied, except when they call us about Brett Brown. And then they're totally miserable. Let's start things off with Sean and Malvern. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Mike. What's up with you, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Good. So I want to touch on all three of these points real quick. I'll get my my first one, DeSean Jackson. I'm totally cool with that. I mean, I don't think we gave up really anything to get him, and so I think it's a high, you know, a low risk, high reward. Actually,
I mean, I agree. Like, unless you believe that one guy can pollute a whole barrel of apples.
Yeah, the only the only things you could say is maybe his age or his size would be, you know, two things you don't like. Other than that, I can't really see any problem with that.
Yeah, well, his size hasn't really mattered in this league.
No, it hasn't. So, yeah, good. And then with Brett Brown, I'm sticking with the guy I know, at least until the playoffs, like Tyrone said, you know, and then we got to see what happens in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, that's obvious, but that's not what I'm asking you, Sean.
So what are you
asking? I'm asking you, at the end of the line, are you going Brett Brown or unknown? And the end of the line means if they lose in the second round, where are you going? Brett Brown or unknown?
I'm going unknown, too.
You're going unknown. Now, if they get to the finals, is it Brett Brown or unknown?
The finals, as in the championships?
The Eastern Conference Finals.
The Eastern Conference Finals? I guess you got to see how it plays out, but I would stick with Brett Brown.
Brett. They lose in five. Brett Brown or unknown?
Yeah, if they get their butts kicked, yeah, I guess I'm going unknown.
Unknown! All right.
And then real quick, I think we're doing what we can. I think all the teams are doing it. Flyers may be a little less than the others, but they're in a rebuilding structure. So I think with time, you know, I think they're on the right story steps.
Oh, Jason's so jacked up. They're only 3 points away from a playoff spot. Jason's walking around here like he's like a peacock. A small one, but, you know, a peacock. All right, brother. Thanks for the call. Now, a Billy from the Ville, who always emails me to complain about something, says this. I mean, back to Sean. I mean, what's he really bring to the team that Tate didn't? At 32, is his speed really that earth-shattering to take the top off of D still? I feel like there's other moves that could have been made. We need an elite running back, linebacker, and O-line help. With the wide receiver they have had, I think we were okay at that position. Plus, what happened to Mac Hollins? Well, let's just talk about the speed, because Tim McManus has a really good story on ESPN.com today. According to NFL Next Gen stats, Jackson remains one of the fastest players in the game. He reached 20-plus miles per hour on 8 of his 52 touches last season, the highest rate in the league, 20 mph.
Yeah, there's T.O. was an exception like that. Not some guys are the exception. That guy's still remarkably fast. At 32 years old, he's the exception. He's the greatest deep threat this league's ever seen.
All right, so he went 20-plus miles per hour on 8 of 52 touches, which is 15.4% of his touches. Tyreek Hill was second at 12.4. Now, most people would think Tyreek Hill is a lot faster than Sean Jackson. But the stat and next-gen stats don't exactly agree. Also, he had the highest average target depth. At 19.1 yards. The Eagles had 9 passing plays of 40-plus yards off last season. Jackson had 5 plays by himself, despite appearing in only 12 games. The speed is still there. He's one of those gifted speed dudes.
Yeah, he's different. He's just different than kind of anybody that's ever played football. He's unique in that way. And I just don't see the problem that other people see.
Let me ask you a question about this apple in the barrel. Because I think we've been misled this whole time.
All right.
Like, one bad apple would not spoil a barrel of apples.
No, it wouldn't.
Where did that come from? Like, if I get a barrel of fresh apples and I put a spoiled one in there, how long would it take for the rest of those apples to spoil?
Probably the same amount of time it would take a regular apple without that one in there to spoil. How long do apples
really last? What is it, like spreading a disease? Is that what it's like?
I guess a diseased apple, but wouldn't the water help dissipate the
I don't know. I never bought into that one apple spoils the barrel type of concept.
Right.
I think it's fraudulent.
Right. And if you look back at the Super Bowl team, are we sure that all 53 guys were good guys? Like, do we know? We don't even know. A lot of these. I don't know if I believe that every single one of the 53 were great guys 1 year. Right. I don't know if I buy that.
You know, I was just on the apple thing there. I was in the grocery store today, and I see a bunch of apples are stacked. And I'm thinking if one spoiled apple would spoil the barrel, they wouldn't stack them like that.
Yeah, because they don't know for sure.
I got another supermarket problem, which I'll reveal later.
Oh, man. That's 2 days in a row.
The old bait and switch.
Oh, the bait and switch.
Bad bait and switch.
Oh, man.
I got caught with it.
Oh, you?
I got caught up in it.
That's not good, Mike.
It has to do with a little glassine sack of potatoes.
Oh.
That they put on display and get you to buy. Kevin in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Mike, what's going on,
what's
Mike?
What's going on, Kev?
Man, I am ecstatic about Deshaun, you know, coming back, you know. Welcome back, Deshaun. You know, I don't think he's going to be a problem in the locker room at all. I don't, you know. And the second thing about Brent Brown, I'll say bring him back. I mean, you know.
Brett Brown or unknown. All right, they lose in the second round. Is it Brett Brown or unknown?
It's Brent Brown.
Oh, well, you're a lot more forgiving than most folks.
Yeah, I'm...
They lose in the second round, you're going to bring them back, huh?
Yeah, bring them back.
More benevolent than I am.
Yeah, well, I think he deserves to be brought back because of all the losing that he has went through, you know, with this team. So I think he deserves to...
Deserve got nothing to do with it. I think that was from The Wire. Deserve got nothing to do with it. You know, listen, if you don't get this team past the second round, come on, man. Kevin, seriously, you going to take that sitting down?
Bring him back, Mike.
All right. Kevin, you sound like a nicer guy than me. I'm going zippity-doo-dah on my man.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right, Kev.
All right, Mike.
You got it, buddy. Wow. Got to get past the second round. I mean, look, come on. You didn't do that last year.
Yeah, but
see, you're supposed to be a better team this year. You're not going to get back in the second round? And that's acceptable and you keep the coach? No.
See, I think there are people who are a little bit worried about our point guard.
Yeah, I know that. But still, you should get past the second round.
Right, but if he plays like he did against Boston, I don't expect it. But if it happened, I think there's a certain amount of people who say, you know what, it's not the coach. He's got to be better.
Mm-hmm. Coach got to go. Sorry.
Even if
you change it
if
up.
Ben scores one point in the playoff game.
The coach isn't getting the most out of Ben. Any way you slice it, he can't not get past the second round with this team. This is a better team. They added Butler. They had better bench parts. They have to get past the second round. They didn't do last year.
Right. Embiid, knock on wood, not wearing a mask this year.
There you go. Thomas and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
And Mike, how's it going?
What's going on, Thomas?
I want to talk about Deshaun Jackson. I think it's a pretty good move that they brought him back. You know, he knows the fans.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the stadium. You know, and it's that deep threat, you know. I mean, I don't know if his speed has declined or whatever, but he's still fast.
20 miles per hour on 8 of his 52 touches.
I think, I think Wentz will have fun with him. He's getting a little bit older, but I don't see that being an issue. And the other thing is also, too, the Jason Peters signing. I was a little shocked that they brought him back after last year.
Well, what would you have done? What's the alternative? There was really no alternative.
He's getting hurt. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's no alternative. You got two guys that really you can't trust to be starting left tackles, but you can kind of see them in a substitute role. So you bring the guy back. And if he gets banged up, you got those two guys to still play. But to have those other two guys as starters was a scary concept, no?
Yeah. I mean, isn't there other players in free agency?
No. There really wasn't at left tackle. No, and, not to that caliber.
Gotcha. And the whole Brett Brown thing. I'm kind of like full with the other guy said. I say we bring Brett Brown back only, you know, yeah, he has to get to the second round and everything. But say they don't keep him, the only thing that I see happening is they have to keep Monty Williams as head coach because to change everything, would you say it's a setback if we get
that's one of the guys. That's one of the guys they could, might be under consideration. Monty Williams, been former head coach in his league. I don't know that much about him as a head coach. He looks like a player-friendly coach. Let me rephrase the question, I guess, then. If they lose in the second round... Is it Brett Brown or unknown? Because I think most people are inclined to say if they get to the Eastern Finals, that's one spot where they moved up from last year, that they go Brett Brown over unknown. But if they lose in the second round, is it Brett Brown or unknown?
You see,
easy decision for me. I've already made it.
Yeah, I think at that point you'd have to consider a change. I would need to see how the series plays out, though. Because Kawhi has given Ben Simmons up until this point a lot of trouble. Now, I expect Ben, like all great players, to have a counter ready for it. If he doesn't, I don't know if I can blame the coach. But I'm probably with you.
Well, the coaching staff has to have a counter for it. All right, forget Ben. I know Ben has personal responsibility for it. The coaching staff, in studying video and knowing this team inside and out, knowing what they present, has to figure out a way to coach properly enough to shackle the Toronto Raptors.
It's not easy.
It's their responsibility. It's why they're hired. It's why they're hired. It's why they have 14 assistant coaches. It's why they have video. It's why you're hired in the first place to figure out strategy to stop another team.
If they get Ben Simmons, just an example, because I love Ben Simmons, but an example, they're getting him 7-footers in the paint, and he's 1-for-14. I can't blame the coach.
He'll never be 1-for-14. He's not going to take 14 shots ever.
All right.
But he's one for 14 over two games. I hear what you're saying. They have to figure out a way to get the best out of Ben. It's their responsibility. Right? I am not giving this responsibility to the players this year. This coaching staff has to get them past the second round.
And let me give you a scenario then. Let's say it's Boston for some reason. Let's just... And Embiid has trouble. Does the same thing apply? The coach has to make sure that they get Embiid free on offense?
If they play Boston, they have a double responsibility to orchestrate game plan that will get them past Boston. Double. Okay. Because they already know how Boston beat them.
Right.
So now they got to adjust. Right. That's double their responsibility.
Toronto's an unknown. They actually play Boston in the regular season, too, so they'll actually get another shot. Toronto, we won't see until the playoffs.
I'm telling you, I go deep. They've got to make the Eastern Conference Finals a series, meaning they might have to go to 7 games before I back off.
I like it. I like the pressure. The pressure's good for everybody.
Listen, that front office did X, Y, and Z. Now it's up to the coaching staff to do X, Y, and Z. All right, let's go Jeff in Warminster. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
All right, so I'll say this. I'm a little lukewarm about Deshaun. It's kind of tough for me to get super excited about a 32-year-old wide receiver. Was it the best move? Probably. Am I going to do backflips over? Probably not. He came back. He wanted to be here. That's good. That's great. Is he going to change the aspect of offense? Probably not. As far as Brett Brown goes, I mean, Eastern Conference Finals is where is my limit. If they don't make it, he's out. He's gone.
Oh, I agree. Listen, I can't justify them not getting past the same place as they were last year with all these additions. I just can't do it.
Yeah, you got 4 potential All-Stars in your starting lineup, and even without Embiid the other night, we still should have crushed the Bulls. I mean, that should have even been a close game, and we lost. And for your last question, I think Philly sports.
Yeah, by the way, the Raptors lost to the Cavs last night. So should Nick Nurse be fired?
Well, all right.
You think they're Nick Nurse in Toronto today? No, they don't rip anybody in Toronto, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. And for your last question, I think Philly sports are making all the right moves. It's just a great time to be a fan. Brett Brown, I guess, is the only question mark, and that's really not a bad question mark to have.
All right, bro. I like it. I'm happy. I'm happy, and I'm demanding. So that's a good place to be as a fan. Now, Tyrone, this thing is staring me in the face. It's been staring me in the face since every day we do the show. The process, this, with all the 5 starters looking in at the camera. Right now, I'm supposed to look at that and let Brett Brown off the hook if they lose in the second round?
No, you can't.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't let
him off the hook.
None of them are off the hook. Jimmy Butler, all of them. The only one I'm 100% on is Tobias Harris. I think he's the most consistent guy I've ever seen.
Good player.
He just plays that guy just all right, straight down.
Thanks to Matthew Salerno. He came up with Deserve got nothing to do with it. It was from the movie Unforgiven. When he's got Gene Hackman on the ground right before he shoots him to his death. Little Bill, played Gene Hackman, played Little Bill, the sheriff, says, I don't deserve this. And Eastwood goes, deserve got nothing to do with it. Pow. That was the end of Little Bill. Did you like that movie?
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, that won the Oscars, didn't it?
I think it did.
Yeah, don't forget, yeah, it did.
Guy in Wilmington. Guy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Guy.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Guy?
Well, listen, I'm okay with Brown going. I mean, if he can't get past where he was last year, he really has to go. An unknown, Jay Wright, not going to happen. Love Jay at Villanova.
You love him at Villanova?
Oh, I love him at Villanova.
Well, everybody loves him at Villanova, but Jay may say, you know what? I've had enough of the Villanova thing.
Well, I don't think that's... Hey, listen, man, look, you can only use so much money, okay? Jay's making a very good living at Villanova, I can tell you.
Yeah, I know. He's making about $4 million.
Well, can you live on that?
Yeah, I can live on it. But there comes a time when a man has to step up to the plate and when something else challenges him.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but he has nothing to prove. So if he does...
There's nothing to prove at Villanova either. What's he have to prove at Villanova?
He's got... Well, listen,
he's already accomplished all he can at Villanova.
Wait. Villanova should have three in a row. They should have three in a row. The NCAA screwed them last year, okay? So anyway, besides that...
What did the NCAA screw them?
Wait a minute. Well, they made their center ineligible, the big guy. He was a freshman. Can't think of his name right now.
Spellman. Oh, yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Well, 2 years ago, excuse me.
Yeah.
So it could have been three in a row, and it should have been three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to get back to your point,
yeah,
I think Brown should go if he doesn't come through.
Yeah.
And really, Jay Wright would be my guy, but I can't see him leaving.
Yeah,
Villanova,
you're Nova tried and true, aren't you, guy?
You got
V for Villanova, V for victory. But, you know, Jay Wright might say, you know, listen, my hair's getting grayer. Approaching 60. If I'm ever going to make a move, it will be now. Somebody wants to pay me $6 million to coach the Sixers. I won't have to move. My kids are grown. They're out of school. I don't have to put up with Lori Loughlin calling me to offer me $500,000 to get her kid into school. You know? Or Felicity Huffman.
Yeah, Felicity took her collar like a G. Lori's out there on floating it out now. They still haven't picked her up.
See, that'd be a lesson to you Hollywood wives out there, you know? You got to stay on the kid, make sure he does his homework. How stupid does your kid have to be? Can't get into a state school. And you got to pay $500,000. Come on, man.
And not for nothing, the one daughter who the mom now got pinched for is making Instagram posts in her underwear.
Who?
The one daughter. Because the kid's, she's an adult now. So now I'm not. She's an adult now. She goes to school. Her parents.
What was Lori Loughlin's name in Full House?
Aunt Becky. Yeah. And meanwhile, her daughter's on there doing Instagram. She did all that money for college for her Instagram
mess
posting.
Those two kids
gross.
Had to be for them to have to pay $500,000 to get into USC.
Are you kidding me?
Guidance counselor. Oh, I'm sorry, your grades, you have to go to a community college. I can't send my daughter to community college. $500,000. Let's get you in here.
Unbelievable, this story.
It is. It's a great story. Satunes, as a proud graduate of in the School of Hard Knocks at Temple University, what's your feeling about this story where, you know, $500,000 bribes to get into a school?
Listen, some schools just let people in. You're looking at me as a good example. It's amazing. At first I thought it was one of those sports issues where, yeah, you know, they wanted DeAndre Ayton going to Arizona, and then I found out it was just because they couldn't get their kid into a good school. It's ridiculous.
It's funny as hell to me.
Becky Katsopoulos, man.
Because she married
Jesse.
Stamos, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Lori.
She did a good job with her daughter.
She's a beautiful woman.
Yes, and now she has another rougher edge. Would you like her a little bit more?
Yeah.
After this getting pitched? A little bit?
I don't know.
A little bit?
I don't know. The kids are dope. You know, I don't know. I can't figure that out.
And apparently the husband is the guy from Mosimo, the clothes.
Who?
Was it Mosimo? Emma, it was the big in the 90s. She was big in the 90s, and so was the husband.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's...
Well, you know Felicity Huffman's married to, or used to be, anyway.
The dude
from Shameless.
Yeah, he's apparently caught up in this.
Oh, he's caught all hot up, too?
Yeah.
Is she still married to him?
Yeah, apparently it's little bit act of sexism.
William H. Macy?
Yeah, he's not in it. It's a little bit sexist that they put the women's names out. He's caught in this, too. He turned himself in. Lori's still out there on the lamb, apparently.
She's lambing it?
Well, she hasn't turned herself in. Everybody else has. They're looking for Lori.
She might be in the Pakistani mountains.
No telling.
610-632-0975. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, 247, Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Three questions are on the board. The signing of DeSean Jackson. If you don't like it, why don't you like it? Also, the Brett Brown situation. If Brett Brown does not get through the second round, do you go Brett Brown or unknown? Not knowing who the next guy will be, but you're just taking a shot. It's got to be somebody else. And finally, the broader question. Are teams in this city doing the best they can for you currently? I would say yes to that. But there are a lot of people that are dissatisfied in some other form. So we'll talk about that. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have one open line, by the way. 610-622-0975. Travis in the Poconos. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Travis.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Trav?
I'm on a road trip back from Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa?
Yeah.
What, a Crimson Tide playing down there somewhere? They got an exhibition game?
I had some work down there, so I drove down listening on the way back. Great show today. But here's the deal. Brett Brown, he has to get to the Eastern Conference Finals for me. He can't get swept, and he can't lose to the Celtics. Any of those three things happen, he's gone.
Okay, so you expect him to get to the Finals or he's gone?
Eastern Conference Finals, he has to make it to.
Okay.
And he can't get swept in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
And he can't lose to the Celtics.
All right, so if they lose in five to the Milwaukee Bucks, you're bringing him back?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's fair. If they get swept, he's gone. One game makes the difference for you.
Yeah, I mean, a sweep's a big deal. A sweep's a big deal to me.
All right. Five is a big deal to me, too, to be honest with you. If he only goes five, I'm out.
And listen, I'm really happy with the DeSean Jackson trade. He still takes the top off of defense. I'm pretty sure he burned us when we played him last year. He's got a different body type than most athletes. He's going to be faster another couple of years. I'm great with the trade.
All right. You got it, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Tuscaloosa, Danny. I mean, whatever. I can't take the top off the defense anymore. It's making me nuts. I can't hear it anymore. It's such a cliche. It's like an overused cliche. It's driving me nuts.
Well, you can't just complain about a problem. You have to present an alternative. What would you rather people say?
Anything but that.
Nah. So keep
takes the top off the... I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
It's like something we got used honest. To saying.
Keep the safeties honest.
He can go long. How about that?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
It means a lot.
No, taking the top off means the safety stays high so you can do stuff underneath. That's the point. He goes, the safeties have to watch him.
I know what it means. It's just said too much.
Well, yep, maybe. But you got to present a term that's as snazzy.
Deep threat. Sean Jackson's a good deep threat.
I like that. Go deep threat.
All right.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Let's go Chuck and Hamilton. Chuck, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck.
Yo, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Chuck?
Chick, anyway.
Chick, what's up, Chick?
Hey, love your shirt. You're styling today, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I just, love it.
You like
love
it? Yeah, it's just a normal shirt.
That's just something you threw on.
I know. It's not as good as Sal Chunas in his Harper historically inaccurate jersey.
I know. I kind of agree with you on that. Yeah. My jersey didn't come in yet either. I want to talk about both Jacksons, Malik and DeSean. I'll save Malik because I got a question on that.
Okay.
DeSean, Okay, I'll echo my concerns. I'm happy we got him. I mean, my God, he burned us last year.
Mm-hmm.
My only concern is that he tends to be a little moody at times.
Yeah, well, they're all big, might, any great wide receiver is moody. There's nothing you can do about it.
That he's not getting the ball enough. That's my concern. They're all the same.
They're all the same. See, guys that are high profile guys are all the same.
Okay. But we got Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Agholor now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about Agholor if he fits in anymore with Jackson there. But
yeah.
Now, the other concern about DeSean Jackson
mm-hmm.
is that with Carson Wentz likes to get crazy in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And he does have a favorite receiver. We know who that is.
Yeah.
The tight end.
Yeah.
Now, that's my only concern, that, you know, Nick Foles ain't around anymore, you know, to spread the ball around. And Carson Wentz has a tendency to go to the same guy all the time.
Yeah, well, not this year, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll have plenty of guys to go to this year. As long as you have a guy that takes the top off the defense, do you know how much a field that opens? You know what I'm saying? You know, they go double tight end, that's murder.
I know.
They're going to be fine, yeah. Bro. I appreciate it. Okay. Thanks a lot, man. Now, here's the thing about DeSean Jackson. He's going to bitch. You know he's going to bitch. So this is the Jimmy Butler, the T.O. theory. Tyrone, you know I've been espousing that theory. Get him the rock early. Keep him engaged. And then if he bitches, you're the quarterback. You go, yeah, I got you. And then on the sideline, the wide receiver goes, yeah, I got you. And you don't fight him. You just let him burn out like a candle.
No, that's what's going to happen.
That's the way you do it. You don't exacerbate a situation when you got a diva like that. Get him the ball early. Keep the smile on his face. And then he doesn't get the ball after a while. You go, yeah, I got you. You're in. And you lie to him.
Yeah, I bet you the first play of a lot of games, you're going to go deep. And they'll connect or they don't.
Or you don't have to go deep. You go with that little, like, that step-back route where you get him the ball and let him run in space.
I like that. Get it to him. Get him
early. Get him feeling. Now, he's not going to take high. He'll run out of bounds. But he'll get you 10, first down.
Yeah,
right?
He's going to run out of bounds,
but he's going to get you the first down.
Yeah.
He's going to flip the ball. And now he's ready. He's ready to go.
Yeah. And you use him on.
It's like, they love me.
And on certain times, you give him a punt return. Not all the time, but in the big moments, DeSean, you go ahead back there and get a punt. And that stuff makes him happy.
I have punt return him all the time, to be honest with you. I know it's unconventional, but
you're starting guy.
I'd love to have that threat.
Every time?
I like it.
And also,
I love the threat where you can get a touchdown on any play like that.
Really?
An easy touchdown.
So that means you got to play Mac Hollins some then, because you got to take him out of the game.
It's all right.
You got to play Mac out there.
Okay. You play 610-622-0975. We're going to the 3 o'clock hour with a head of steam right here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.